1 Timothy chapter 2. Therefore I exhort first of all that you make supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings for everyone. For kings and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all Elohimliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of Elohim our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. There is one Elohim and one mediator between Elohim and men, the man the Messiah Yeshua, who gave himself as a ransom for all. This was the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in the Messiah and do not lie, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore I desire that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath or contentiousness. In like manner also, that women clothe themselves in modest clothing, with decency and self-control, not with braided hair, gold, pearls, or expensive clothing, but with good works, which is proper for women professing Elohimliness. Let a woman learn in silence with all obedience. I do not permit a woman to teach or to usurp authority over a man, but to be silent. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into sin. Yet she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with sobriety.